The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, July the 28th, and you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hiya. You haven't been to New York recently or anything, have you?
Well, I was in Manhattan, but I did come back from Manhattan. I've done two shows since then.
Have you? But then you've built up a little bit of a fan base, I understand.
I know. I had a lovely caller this morning from New York, where it was 6 a.m. And what I liked about him, once I eventually learnt to twiddle all the knobs and turn him up, because you'd abandoned me, of course, frolicking with women in the car park.
Yeah, of course.
As usual. And once I'd turned him up, I found out he's an Elvis impersonator.
Really?
So I've asked for a photo, of course, in the in the tight, you know, cream trousers.
Oh dear, oh,
pants
dear.
As they call them,
pants, but rhinestone pants.
But this weekend, I don't know whether you saw my frolicking. I was at the Bloomberg, the other summer party. So I'd done the Manhattan one.
Yeah,
I was at the other one.
I don't know if you've seen, apart from the 9,000 tweets and the four. Periscope videos of the queue for the ladies' toilets, the lunch, and the empty glasses and the cake. Yeah, no, I didn't know you were doing that.
There was a whole tent of cakes I went into.
Absolutely.
Never to return.
I know.
But Charles Tassel liked my periscope of me being abused in the toilet queue.
Yeah, yeah.
By a young lady who had more, well, she couldn't handle what she'd had. I could handle mine.
What, so cake?
My
she was on a cake OD, was she?
Possibly a sugar rush.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great. They know how to put on an event. Mm. I went on as a new thing, because, you know, we're of an age where we don't want to go on too much, do we, on those great big roller coaster. But it was a chairplane, and it went right up to the top of the pole, really high up. So you had an amazing view.
Yeah.
What's the point of me, listener? I bring him lovely ginger tea, green tea, and he's swigging Pepsi.
Sorry.
What's the point?
Diet Pepsi. I got it all lined up. I've got a glass of water, I've got my green and ginger tea, and I've got my Pepsi. What more can I want?
Well.
And I've got you halfway up a pole.
Yeah, halfway up a pole.
When the story came to a grinding halt.
Did you see the photos?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
As if I could miss it all. You just bombard me with it all weekend. And I wasn't a well boy at the weekend either.
No, I heard. You had a virus.
I did indeed.
Mm.
I wasn't a happy chappy.
We've got lovely Linda Cloak in with us, listener.
We have.
And we should have bought medjool dates. I've got some lovely medjool dates at home. Why did I not think?
Some kind of...
tie-in.
Some kind of punning...
Yeah.
Food-related pun.
Yeah, you should have them at your speed events, Linda.
What, dates?
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
She never thought of that,
what,
I bet.
What might happen?
Well, dates have got a bit of a reputation, haven't they?
No, not for me. Oh. No, I didn't think... Well, what do they do?
Don't encourage her, Linda. Don't encourage her.
Only if you've got IBS.
Anyway, a big thank you to today's show sponsor, Rift Accounting. Really appreciate your support and ongoing support. So do thank you for that.
And all they do for the Kent businesses.
Absolutely, yeah. Fabulous new accountancy services. With it and together and loads of information. Do check out their website, riftaccounting.com. There's loads of free resources on there. So do have a look. And there's a link on the Kent Business Radio website where you can also go in and find out more about them. So big thank you to Rift Accounting. We've got a packed show today, as always, but we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998, 01303 874 998, or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. I want to start off, though. I've just literally had an email in, and I'd like to read it, although there's not a lot of detail here. It's from the lovely Jill Humble, and she's saying, "Hi, Paul and Jules. I'm writing to let you know we have an event taking place today at the Business Innovation Zone in Edenbridge, and it's with the Eden Valley Chamber of Commerce loyalty card winners for the town. The winners will be presented with their vouchers and will also be a presentation by the Chamber of a cheque for the Henry Surtees Foundation." So thank you so much for mentioning that. So that's at the Edenbridge Business Innovation Zone, and it's today. I don't know what time. So do get along there if you're in the local area. And a big thank you to Jill Humble for that. You can do an email now if you like.
Thank you, Jill, for sending that in.
Hmm.
This says, Hi, Paul and Jules, and this is from the lovely Laura Burton Lawrence, who has a fabulous community show on Thursday with her very handsome husband, Barrister Broker. And you need to listen to it and find out what's happening in Kent. So she says, would you please mention Thursday the 30th of July, 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. And the venue is at Go Vauxhall, Station Road, Edenbridge. That's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 86, H for Harry, N for Alima Bean. the event is
what
free.
Was that last one?
Lima Bean.
It was L, was it?
HL, yeah.
What Lima Bean.
Yeah.
Lust.
Well, that would be very fetching today, wouldn't it? Would
yeah,
go,
a love.
Go, yes.
Liking.
Love. The event is free for businesses to attend and refreshments will be provided. Bookings must be made via Eventbrite and you can search Eden Valley Chamber Networking and it'll come up, or there is an email. So you can go on to networking at edenvalleyb2b.co.uk and the website also is edenvalleychamber.org.uk and they have a Twitter which is at EV Chamber. Thank you, Laura.
Cool.
Do you want some more?
No, I'm going to do one.
Oh, go on then.
The Kent Invicta Chamber has some after-hours clubs, and there's one tonight, the 28th of July, that's tonight, at the Mercure Maidstone, that's the hotel formerly known, or now known again as, the Great Danes.
Why do they keep doing that?
I don't know. But just to warn you that the Great Danes is on Junction 8 of the M20, which is currently closed. So if you're going to it, don't go to it on the motorway, because Operation Stack is in force, and we will be talking about Operation Stack later in the show.
We will. 2:30, I believe.
Yes, indeed. But tonight, the Mercure Great Danes Hotel After Hours Club, please don't go on the motorway to get to it, but please do go to it, 6:30 tonight. Sorry, 6 p.m. tonight, 6 until 7:30. And tomorrow night, Wednesday the 29th, the Dover Marine Hotel in Dover. Blimey, they are chancing their arm with some of these, aren't they? If you can get there, that's also at 6 p.m. And then on Tuesday the 4th of August, that's next Tuesday, they're at the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. And also on the same night, Tuesday the 4th of August, they're at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. You can book by going to kentandvictorchamber.co.uk/events, or you can email events at kentandvictorchamber.co.uk, or you can just turn up, because they don't mind you just turning up out of the blue, because that's what I do. Surprise! I'm here!
You go to the opening of an envelope.
I would,
I
indeed.
Said.
Yep.
But then everybody loves you, and they're always delighted to see
right?
you.
Is that right?
They're all delighted to see you.
Is that right?
See the L word again.
Yeah. What, lima beans?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Well, I'm going to read a couple of tweets now, but do keep the tweets coming in. Tweet me at Vanilla Web. I've had a tweet from Pilgrim's Hospice, and they want to make us aware of their summer fair on Saturday the 1st of August from 12 noon to 4 p.m, and there's a free park and ride. Now, I don't have any more details about it, so in order to find out about that, you need to probably follow on the Twitter Pilgrim's Hospice and find out some more details about
it. They're a fantastic hospice.
Yeah, they are. They do loads of work.
Yeah.
So they do a fantastic job, so do try and support that. It will be over in East Kent somewhere, I should imagine. But that's all the details I've got at the moment. Please also, just give a follow. It's all I'm asking you to do with this. If you could follow Molly Watt Trust, and that's MOLLYWATTRUST, Molly Watt Trust. Please give them a follow. Young Molly suffers from a thing called Usher's syndrome, and she's desperately trying to promote awareness about that dreadful, dreadful, dreadful affliction. So do give Molly a follow, please, and support her in raising awareness about Usher's syndrome.
Now, we mentioned Molly a couple of weeks back, didn't we?
We did indeed.
So it's a form of deaf blindness, which obviously will give many, many challenges to the young lady. So there is a website. Did you read that out? It's molly-watt-trust.org. Do go on the website and say that you heard about them on the Business Bunker and follow them, as Paul Andrews said.
Absolutely. Please do support that. Molly's doing a fabulous job. I'm sure she won't mind me telling you. Molly has always been deaf, but she is now going blind, and she is desperately trying to raise awareness while she still can. So please do help her do that. Mm. We've had a tweet from Cars from Kent that says, "Hi, Vanilla Webinar." Can we have a shout out, please, from carsfromkent.com? Of course you can. Consider yourself shouted out. And the South East Business Show. Hello, Jules and Vanilla Web.
Am I in capital letters?
Yeah.
Good.
Shouty.
Good.
The B2B South East Show takes place on the 25th of September at Copthorne Hotel. That's at Effingham Park near Gatwick. You can find out all about it by going to our website, which is B2B South East. That's the letter B, the number two, the letter B, B2BSouthEast.com, and find out all about the B2B South East exhibition and show. Fruit Bowl Media have tweeted, "Hi, Vanilla Web and Jules. Can you check out our rebranded website, fruitbowlmedia.com?
Yeah, that's fruitbowlmedia.com.
It looks really swizz.
Let's check it out, people.
Yeah, looks good. So there's some of the tweets we've had in. Jules, you can do another email, I think.
I was just thinking, before I do an email, that, you know, with business, it's so important to always keep rebranding and looking and keeping up to date with websites and that, isn't it?
Yeah. While you're not reading an email, I'm going to do another tweet, because this is a really important one.
Okay.
This is probably the most important tweet of the day.
Go on, then.
And Sally for Cakes has asked us to mention Toby Laker, who is 7 years old today. So we wish a huge, huge happy birthday to Toby, who's a bit of a footballer, I happen to know.
I bet he has a football cake today.
He probably will. He's a bit of a footballer, our Toby, and we'd like to wish him a fabulous happy birthday. It's his 7th birthday today, so that's Toby Laker over there in Whitstable. And hope you have a fabulous day, Toby. Right, you can now read an email.
Okay, as a tweet that's just come from Kent Tweetups.
Right.
They say, "Hi, Vanilla Web. It's this Thursday at Lenley's, free parking, business tweet-up, the original," they say.
Would that be in Roper Road?
It is, Roper Road, Canterbury, with free parking. The website is kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk, and it is free.
Cool.
There's a sponsored bicycle ride. That's on the 23rd of August with Tim Bowden. Do you know Tim?
I don't.
I'm sure we will do soon. He's a long-term attendee at the Business Community Breakfast, and he'll be cycling 120 miles from Siloth to Tynmouth.
From where?
Siloth.
Siloth?
Yeah.
Spelling that?
To Tynmouth. Well, you just want to catch me out.
Yeah.
S-I-L-L-O-T-H. Siloth. It's probably sent with a little Cornish accent.
It's probably Silth.
Siloth.
Silth.
To Tynmouth.
Silth.
How do you say Tynmouth?
Tynmouth. It's
always better than what I say anyway. To raise funds for optics cycling for sight. Oh, this is interesting. So this must be people cycling with impaired vision.
Yep.
To sponsor, please go to www.justgiving.com/Team Bowden. That's Bowden 2015, or visit the practice. And that's from the lovely Colin Brown, colin@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. Do we know Colin Brown? It seems very familiar.
Yeah, the Business Community Breakfast was an organisation that was founded by Ken Wheeler.
Yeah.
And Colin took over the running of it when Ken kind of semi-retired for the 19th time.
Yeah.
And it's the Business Community Breakfast is a monthly event that takes place at Gillingham Golf Club.
Lots of monthly events happen, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
That went over his head. Did you see that, Linda?
I was busy doing something else.
Yeah.
Go on.
There's a trailer firm from Kent that have taken a lead role alongside stars and celebrities who train in the art of sheepdog trialling in a new Prime TV series. The 8-part ITV series is called Flock Stars and is hosted by Gabby Logan. I don't know who Gabby Logan is. Who is Gabby Logan?
She's a TV presenter.
But I don't know who she is. I need to watch more TV.
Sports is what you need to watch.
8 famous faces under the guidance of 3 expert mentors pitting their newfound skills against one another. And the show will be screened on Thursday evenings at 8:30 from July the 30th, so that's this week. Among those having a go will be Strictly Come Dancing's Brendan Cole. I don't know him either. Do you?
No.
Have you been on Strictly Come Dancing?
No, I haven't.
No.
I've never watched it.
No, neither have I.
I've never watched it.
It has amazing ratings. Does Bruce Forsyth still do it?
I've never watched it. I wouldn't know.
With one of those blonde girls. I always get them mixed up. Well, there's Kat Deely and there's another
I've never watched it, Jules. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, apparently Brendan Cole is more used to the cha-cha-cha than the bar-bar-bar, like it. Other celebrities showing some fancy footwork will include National Treasure Tony Blackburn. We know him.
Yeah, is this Flock Stars?
Yeah, Flock Stars.
Cool, they're scraping the barrel with us, aren't they?
We know Tony Blackburn.
Yeah, we do.
Our former Eternal singer Kel Bryan, a multi-MOBO award-winning Fazer, F-A-Z-E-R, also known as Richard Rawson. We're up with the kids, aren't we? From the band N-Dubs.
She's looking blank, listener.
They will be joined by Birds of a Feather actress Leslie Joseph. I know her vaguely.
Yeah.
TV property presenter.
She's from Essex.
Amanda Lamb. Is she?
Yeah, yeah.
Ten-time Paralympic gold medalist Lee Pearson. I know him. And acclaimed Coronation Street star Wendy Peters, who played Cilla Battersby Brown. A-up. Do you remember, who was it? Ina Caldwell. Is it Ina Caldwell?
It'll be Ina Sharples or Minnie Caldwell. Even I know that. Ina Sharples or Minnie Caldwell. Even I know that.
That set Linda off anyway.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do the stand-up at your dating? I'm sure
no, we're just desperately trying to get to the end of this email before we all die.
Oh, dear. The livestock trailer will feature at the beginning of each episode. After 6 intensive weeks learning the craft, the team of flock stars, along with their professional sheepdogs, come together to test their flocking skills in front of a live audience.
I'm glad you're saying this.
Now, where did we get this from? Yeah, I know.
ITV.
Did you see what one of the newscasters said the other day?
Let's go straight over that. That came from ITV.
I know. Providing the 14-foot, I think this is the crux of this email, providing the 14-foot Eifer Williams trailer during filming at Bodiam International Arena in East Sussex. What's the accent for East Sussex?
I'll just read the email. I've lost the will to live.
Was the company's Kent distributor, John Page Trailers, from Ashford?
Well, they're from Bindon, is where they're based.
Well, he says Ashford.
Yeah, I know.
Whose boss, William Page, says they're delighted to help. So well done, guys. Big up for the John Page Trailers from Bindon, where the Soyder comes from also. We supplied a brand new Eifer Williams livestock trailer for the duration of the filming, and we were very glad to be able to help with such a high-profile show, said William. I do apologise for my co-presenter snorting and Linda holding her nose to stop snorting.
Who the hell knows what any of that was about?
Eifer Williams trailer.
Why Eifer Williams are run by pirates, I have no idea. I have no idea.
And Minnie Sharples.
And what that's got to do with Coronation Street and sheep herding, I will never know. But
I used to like, was it Benny in Crossroads?
Did
he
you?
Was always my favourite.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Miss Diane.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, enough of that. I think you got the gist of some of that email anyway. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
We're going to play a bit of tunage.
We're going to recover.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk to the lovely Linda.
Ah, oh, I can't wait. What are you playing? Things We Do For Love.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Ooh, you make me love you. Ooh, you're gonna wake up. walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
RIFT Research and Development. Innovation tax rewards for small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
JobsInKent.com.
Paul Andrews and the Kent Business Bunker on Channel Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 28th of July. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show our first guest today, the lovely Linda Cloak. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Cool. Linda has joined us today to talk about two of her businesses, and I think the easiest thing is to let her explain where she is, and she's also got a bit of an announcement, we think, but we don't know what it is. We're being teased a little
bit,
aren't we?
We do know it's an exclusive.
It's an exclusive, and we're really excited, but we don't know what it's about either, so we're looking forward to that. But let's start off, first of all, Linda, by telling our listener a little bit about your businesses.
Okay. Well, Click was formed several years ago. Basically, I became single. So Click Singles Limited is the holding company. And we've got clickeventsuk.com, which is where all of the events are listed and people can come speed dating. Or we've got a fantastic summer ball on Saturday the 7th of August at the Village Hotel, where people sit down and have a lovely dinner.
Now, where is the Village Hotel?
The Village Hotel is in Maidstone, just off Junction 5. That's and the nucleus, really, of where our membership is, but we've got members all over Kent, Essex, Surrey, Sussex.
You'll probably have some in America now because we have a lot of USA listeners.
Oh, super. Well, they might be interested in our announcement, which is the other business that we do is Click Elite, and that's the service that I first started out doing, which is a personal service where we introduce people. So we interview everybody, see their ID, and then what we do is we find them a partner. So you were saying earlier that you're fed up with it and you know, we actually take that away because we do it for you.
Okay.
So that's what that service is all about.
So okay. whether he likes it or not, you marry him off. Because you like them.
We do the work.
Yeah. So let's explore all this. So for those of you that haven't worked this out, we're talking about dating.
Yes.
And Linda runs a couple of organisations that handle the matching of wannabe daters in a number of different ways.
Yeah.
One of the things that has become very prevalent in that marketplace over the last few years is internet dating, which is something I know that you are involved in. And I guess the announcement that you're making about your new Elite service is almost a little bit going back to something that used to happen before internet dating, really, but has moved on because of internet dating and some of the issues that arise with that. Is that fair to say?
Well, I've always done the introduction agency. I've been running the introduction agency for 14 years, matched up lots of people. Lots of people are now married with children, older couples as well in their 70s. We've matched up, so they're happily in retirement together. But what happened when internet dating came along, the introduction agency definitely fell because people felt that they didn't want to pay that upfront money, whereas with internet dating they can pay monthly, so it was much easier. But the thing with internet dating, of course, is that, and we do offer internet dating on our site as well, but it's just £10 a year because they have to do all the work themselves. And also, they've got no idea how old the photograph is. They've got no idea about so many things.
There's a little bit of fibbing goes on internet dating, is there not?
Absolutely. Whereas we check the people's ID, always have done. And I think where people are getting a bit fed up, they go on a date with a 6-foot man and get there and he's 5 foot two. And they're just fed up with it. Whereas, of course, we take all of that away and we send them people that they, you know, they're looking to meet or we think they'd like to meet.
Sure.
Sometimes they say no, but if they say no, we start looking again.
Sure.
So I'm very interested, Paul Andrews, in looking at the back. They have Linda, tell us about this first impressions package. This looks amazing.
Yes, well, when people first get divorced or they've lost someone through death, what happens is that they do lose confidence. Mm-hmm. And you know, if they've been married for a long time, it's very difficult to go out and talk to the opposite sex again. So what the first impressions package is basically what we do is we get them together with a lady who does style and, you know, get them to redress. We get them to look at their hair and get them to look at themselves as well.
So, I thought you were going to tell us you'd get them some hair. Yeah. I'm in for that.
Are you allowed to mention the lady that helps?
Yes, Deborah.
Oh, our Deborah.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So that, from you.
So she would go through their wardrobe, perhaps, and pick out colours and things to wear on a first date, perhaps?
Yes, and she would advise them on their wardrobe. So if they needed to go shopping, she would go shopping with them. And she would look at everything they've got and just give them the confidence, tell them what's the best thing to wear. Just advise them, really. Obviously, we've got the summer ball coming up. I mean, she would absolutely love to help someone with that, I'm sure.
Right.
Men and women. So, you know, that's the service we get. And then the other lady that we use is Jo Anstead, and she helps them with confidence.
All right.
And, you know, their ability maybe to talk to the opposite sex. But basically, what the announcement is today, the exclusive, is that what we're doing is anyone who joins Click Elite, if they recommend two people, we then refund totally all of the fee that they've paid.
Wow.
So what we're saying is that if you decided to join, Paul, then you pay us the fee for the service that you're looking for, and then what we do is we would refund you in full if you recommended two people that join the same service.
Okay, cool. And how do people participate in that? How do they get involved? Is there a web address or somewhere they can go to find out more about this?
Yes, yeah, we've got our website, which is on the brochure there, which is kentdatingagency.co.uk.
Cool.
But also, if they go to clickeventsuk.com, then there is a link to the dating agency site as well, and they can call the office and chat to see what service is best for them. The girls in the office have been working with me for over 12 years, so they're really experienced.
Right.
And they can help people to decide what service is best for them, really. And that's the other bonus with us, is that it's a very personal service. People haven't got to worry about doing this on their own. We're holding their hand throughout.
Right.
So,
as you say, for people, certainly people of a certain age that have been in a relationship for quite a long time, it is a kind of traumatic thing to suddenly find yourself single and wanting to meet other people.
Well,
and,
you have to start holding your stomach in again, don't you?
Well, there's all of that. Stuff. But you know, it's also, I can talk from personal experience here, you know, having been married a long time and then suddenly become single, as it were, and you sit and you think, blimey, I haven't dated since I was like 19 or whatever.
Yeah.
What happens these days? How do you do it? And you hear,
don't
all
you go for a cinema and jamboree bag anymore?
Well, no, the funny thing was, when I was first single, I was driving home one night and there was a thing on the radio about it, and they were saying about people, as I was then in their late 40s, people how do you meet other people in your same age group? And they were going, well, at the gym, and I'm going, you are having a laugh. I don't want to meet a load of people in Lycra, sweaty Lycra. How's that work? And then they said, and the other good place is in a supermarket. And apparently you check out everybody's trolleys to see if they've got meals for one in there or
That's
something,
bizarre.
Which is just silly.
But you have to go after 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, no.
If your kids are grown up, you're not meeting people at the school gates anymore,
yeah, exactly.
And all that sort of
thing. Yeah.
Work would be the only place, really, and work relationships can be very iffy, can't they?
Well, the thing is, then you're putting yourself in a situation, whereas with you know, these events, you know, the people are single. Mm-hmm. People aren't going to take themselves to an event if they're in a relationship, because chances are they're going to bump into someone.
Yeah.
And that's the same as the interviews. Why would they bring themselves into our office, have an interview, show us their ID, and then the profile goes out, maybe sent out to a single friend of their wife, and then she shows it and says, hey, what's he doing on this service? It just it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, whereas on the internet, you don't know who it is.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, isn't it, that we were talking off air before we came on about just how many single people there are. It's actually quite surprising when you start looking at the number of people that are single, especially in their middle years.
You're talking about 50% of the population is single. That's
really
that's
wow.
statistics. Right. 50%.
That's incredible. It How is. Has that changed over the years?
I think
people used to stay married, didn't they, more or less in the 60s?
50s, well, it's probably 60s. The 60s where it started changing, isn't it, in the 70s. Mm. Women have become more independent and they're not maybe willing to put up with things. But the thing is that sometimes you find that breakups are over the silliest of reasons.
Yeah.
Things that maybe people wouldn't have split up about before, they are splitting up for now.
I've got some theories about this.
Ah.
I've got some theories about this. There are a number of things that are coming into play here. First and foremost, we live longer.
Yes.
We live much longer than we did two generations ago. Not only that, for those of us in our middle years, we actually feel younger than we did, you know, in our parents'
feel
generations. We just feel younger.
All right, okay.
What I'm saying is, oh, stop it. She's just, she's still halfway up a pole with,
I'm just asking.
With some sheep in a flock or something.
I was just checking, with mini Sharples.
Yeah. Basically, I think one of the things that happens is that in relationships, children grow up and leave home. And the couple then suddenly think that they don't have anything in common any longer. There's nothing to coalesce around. Mm. The kids are left. They're in their late 40s or early 50s, still feel chirpy, and think, what am I doing here? And I think that's a lot of the reason for breakups. And I don't think that will change. I think for the next couple of generations, serial monogamous relationships aren't going to be the norm any longer. Most people are going to have two, maybe three long-term relationships during the course of their life for different reasons. And I just see that pattern emerging all the time. What I'm fascinated because, Linda, your businesses deal with every aspect of this marketplace. You almost don't want to call it a marketplace, do you? It
no.
makes it sound kind of...
butchery.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
It's very... this is elite, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. But the point I'm making is that Linda's got a lot of experience in dealing in lots of areas, and she's seen lots of different things in these kind of areas. You know, she's done, she has done and still does online dating. There are speed dating events. There are more specialised dinner type events.
Yes.
You know, just run us through some of the different things that people do in terms of meeting these days and the different kind of options there are for meeting someone.
There's so many options now. I mean, you know, when people join the Click events, and the same exclusive offer applies to that. The membership with us is £60 for the year.
Right.
And what we're doing on that is anyone who joins, if they get two people to join, then basically they get their money back.
That's incredible.
But that offer, you know, they get walks every Sunday. A lot of people meet going to walks.
Right.
Not just with us, they'll join things like the Ramblers, for example.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
They maybe do meet in a gym, although I'd say the gym and the shop these days is much rarer.
Hmm.
They meet on social media, you know, on different social media.
Hmm.
But again, that's where some of the complications start, which is what Jules and I were talking about earlier.
Hmm.
You know, people meet old friends and they're in relationships, and next thing you know, you're in that complicated situation.
Sure.
Whereas with us, I think that you know, what we're offering is something where someone can come and they know that everyone there is single. They know that whether they're there single and they want to meet someone with the events, a lot of people are, they just enjoy coming out and meeting other single people.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily for a romantic relationship, but
no.
platonic friendships.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And that's what happens. In the early days, when I first started doing this, I used to get groups of people who met friends, and I used to think, oh, but they, you know, they haven't met someone. That's not, they're not meant to be here to meet friends. But actually, that's the core part of my business.
Yeah.
They meet friends and they all go out. They go on weekends together. They go to pictures together.
Yeah.
And that's what the events is all about. And I would say Click Elite is more about people meeting for a committed long-term relationship.
Right, okay. Mm.
These people seriously are looking for, they want someone to live the rest of their life with.
Yeah, that's, absolutely.
That's what that's about. Mm. And that's the thing is, on the internet a lot of the time, you can't distinguish that.
No, absolutely.
So how can you, looking at your executive package, let's put you on the spot here, Linda, mm-hmm. how can you, when someone joins and does the executive, how can you guarantee 12 profiles over 12 months?
If we don't give them 12 profiles over 12 months, if we can't find people that match what they're looking for, then we just continue their membership. We would never say, oh, sorry, we couldn't find anyone. Tough. Yeah. You know, yeah. off we go. Mm. And we have got people like that on all levels. If we haven't given them what we've promised them, then we just keep them on and extend their membership. We don't just stop it dead.
I love the fact that you allow the flexibility of freezing the membership if they want to at any time, and then you let them come back, which is good.
Yes, because we get people, you know, I mean, we've got several people at the moment. They've been in a long relationship with us, and I'm talking about year, 18 months. Then they've split up. If they hadn't taken that option of freezing it, they would have had to have rejoined.
Mm. You call a long relationship a year or 18 months?
Well, it's
nowadays,
long these
it's
days.
It's changed.
That's a lifetime.
Yeah. God.
That's a lifetime.
See, I call that a brief fling.
But that is really what Linda's kind of intimating here, isn't it? There's all kinds of rationales and all kinds of different things that different people want. Mm. You know, we live in an era now where choice is paramount.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things that digital engagement and social media and wider circles of friends has brought us is different lifestyle choices. Mm. And as opposed to the 20th century, when there was one nuclear lifestyle choice that everybody followed, that isn't the case any longer.
No.
We have all kinds of different lifestyle choices. It, you know, without getting overly political about it, it's why people harping back about marriage, for instance, being only one form of partnership is ludicrous in this day and age, because it basically doesn't suit a lot of the population any longer, because things have changed.
The thing is with choice as well is that a lot of people, of course, have a list. You know, they have a list.
Mm-hmm. So they want tall, dark, handsome or blonde, you know. Mm. And do you, Linda, do you allow them to go with that whim, or do you sort of talk them into being a bit more realistic?
What we do is we...
So they've got no teeth and, you know, and everything else, but they want someone that looks like, you know, Robert Redford.
Well, the thing
my
is,
generation.
Obviously, when the clients come in, we do, say they're a heavy smoker, we will say to them, you know, we really think, you know...
You stink.
Yes. So, but we do talk to them about that sort of thing. So if we see some way that they can improve the way they look to be able to make them more successful, then we will actually say
so
that to
them. So it's a really in-depth personal showcase, really, that you're giving someone. You're giving them a really personal one-to-one.
Yes, we are.
Amazing.
Yes, and that's what you need to do, though. But then when someone says, oh, no, if we send them a profile and they say, oh, no, we don't want to meet them, what we're saying to them is if you bumped into them at a friend's party, chances are you would really get on well and you wouldn't mind about no hair or, you know, because you're just talking to them and you're attracted to them.
Why does everybody keep looking
are?
At me when I mention no hair?
Sorry, Paul.
No,
but,
sorry.
You know, men of a certain age will very rarely have hair anyway. But it is down, you're right, it's down to character. You can't look at somebody's picture. There's not going to be a, you know, you can look at somebody's picture and think he's handsome or he's not. But it's only when you meet someone and there's eye contact and, you know, sense of humour, music, all the things that you might like. So the service you're giving is you're matching that first of all, aren't you?
We match it first of all by who we think they get on with, because we've interviewed them.
Yeah.
So if we think they get on, you know, if you've got an accountant and a lorry driver, for example, you'd say, well, maybe they're not going to get on because maybe the accountant is looking for someone in more of the field that she works in or he works in.
Unless the lorry driver's self-employed and then the accountant can sort out their books. So
but exactly. And that's the thing, you see. If someone says they're looking for someone professional and they are self-employed, it makes a massive difference.
Yeah.
Because they are professional.
They get it, yeah.
But even, you know, the lorry driver, you know, maybe it's just circumstances of life. You know, they're a fantastic person, intelligent, all the things they want to do, but maybe they don't want a pressure job.
Yeah.
But they would suit that person perfectly.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's very difficult to look at someone and say they're this type of person because they do that job, because that's not true.
That's absolutely true. And in a completely and totally different context, I was reading something over the weekend in the press about the different profiles of relationships and people now, and that again, that old, you know, we only relate to people from our same socio-economic background has just broken down completely, because it doesn't mean anything. The old class statuses that we used to have back in the mid 20th century just aren't the same any longer.
No.
You know, they're just not. And basically trying to hang on to those stereotypes is not going to get you anywhere. So you're absolutely right. It's about, you know, people gelling.
The other thing is, you know, a lot of people might say, maybe I own my own house, I earn this much money, I want someone who does exactly the same. I haven't got my children, they've left home, I don't want to meet someone with children. Mm. And then, hey-ho, they meet someone at an event, they get on with them, they've got two children, age 7 and 11, and it's suddenly they do want to see that person, they do want to be with that person.
Yeah.
And it does obviously put pressure on the relationship when they're in it, but, you know, ultimately, if they work hard at it, then it's worthwhile.
Absolutely.
Well, if you get on with someone, then, you know, for me, marriage is give and take.
Yes.
You know, you don't stay in a relationship unless you give and take and you think about the other person. It's funny.
So what you're saying is Gavin gives everything and you're quite happy to take it.
Well, no, there was a funny time the other day. My husband's written this book, At Frontier Farm.
No, he hasn't, has he? I tell you what would really stagger me is if you'd been to a book launch in New York, because that would be scary.
Oh, I did, darling, didn't I tell you? But yesterday he was talking to Deutsche Bank, for example, on a cruise ship. I mean, he's going off at 4 in the morning with a car to be on the telly, and then he's coming back at 10 o'clock, right? So he's getting very, very tired. And he did 2 of those gigs last week, so he's tired. And the other day I asked him for help just to plant something. I couldn't dig the clay in the garden. And it was about 10 o'clock, because it was the first time I'd had a minute, and these plants were dying because I'd bought them at the weekend. And he snapped at me, you know, and I was really peed off. And then the next morning I thought about it, because, you know, I thought the plants were dying. I thought, well, why is he snapping? Well, he's snapping because he's knackered, you know, and he's got to get up at whatever. And that's what I mean by give and take.
Done. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to think of the other person, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I guess when you're interviewing people, you're seeing the ones that are very self-centred, you're seeing the ones that are gentle and kind and could get walked over. And it seems to me like you're very caring and you're spot on with almost protecting your clients.
Absolutely. We do give that protection. Mm. We do give that personal service.
I can see that.
And we care about making sure they find someone. Mm. You know, and I mean, I have got some fantastic stories of people that I've matched up over the years.
Tell us one.
Well, I'll give you one 2 years ago, because I know they'd both be happy about it. Basically, a woman responded to an advert that we put in. We wanted to match up with a flight lieutenant that we had. And
works for me.
And we...
Chocks away.
We interviewed her specifically for him, because he'd joined one of the top-level services, so we'd advertise for him, you know, and everything. And things didn't work out between them. The second date she'd been on was with another gentleman who was an accountant, and they were 73 and 75.
Right.
And she said the moment this accountant stepped out of the car, she knew he was the man for her.
Oh.
And they contacted us just 2 weeks ago to say they're still really happy and thank you so much. And that's a couple in their 70s.
That's right, lovely. Okay. I was going to ask you about age limits. Where do you start age-wise and where do you finish?
Well, I've matched up people in their 20s. Again, there was a young lady who had quite a bad affliction, and I'm going back right to the early years now. And I was concerned, I didn't know whether to interview her or not, because I didn't have confidence in myself. Mm. And then I thought, well, if I don't do this, she's just going to go and join another agency. Mm. So, again, her first introduction didn't work out. The second one, she's now married with 2 young children.
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
And when you say affliction, I obviously don't want to give things away, but what
It was a physical affliction.
Okay.
And, you know, she's a very attractive girl, but she had quite a bad physical affliction. And I was, you know, obviously concerned that I wouldn't be able to do the job properly because of that. Mm. But the young man I introduced her to, and they were both in their 20s, he saw past that and saw the person. Mm. And that's what it's all really about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two lovely stories there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so what have we got coming up?
I quite
Linda?
Want to join now.
Yeah.
It sounds like such fun.
Gav, this is give and take. You didn't plant my plants, so I'm joining a dating service. Yeah, righto.
I think a woman does need 3 husbands, really. You want one as a best friend, one to help round the house, and one to work, you know. Perhaps that's where I was going wrong.
I'm saying nothing. I'm just not getting involved in this conversation.
Or a gay best friend as well.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Yeah. So Tell us about some of the things you've got coming up, Linda, in terms of events. Have you got anything planned? I mean, there's Christmas coming up in a few months. Presumably that's a big time of year.
Well, we've got a New Year's Eve party, which is fantastic. Again, that's at the Village Hotel. It's just going to be £55 for members. That's a three-course dinner with coffee, glass of wine. We've got entertainment there. They can stay in the hotel for just £100. If it's three girls wanting to go together, they can stay in the hotel, full use of all the facilities and everything there. So that's brilliant. Coming up, we've also got on the 7th of August our summer ball,
right,
which is again at the Village. We've got speed dates, and we get this Thursday, for example, we've got a quiz night in the ball pub in Maidstone.
All right, okay.
We also work with Picture and Piano in Tunbridge Wells, work with lots of different venues, Dirty Habit in Maidstone.
Right.
Always on the lookout for venues, funnily enough.
Right.
And you've shown me a lovely venue that we're going to be looking at later, the Western Hanger Castle. So
yeah, absolutely.
We'll look at possibly doing something there.
Well, of course, they were on the Superior Show, the Scoff and Quaff, this morning at 11 to 12, and it is a beautiful venue. And we had a big meal there for 50 covers, and it was great, absolutely great. I would highly recommend the Western Hanger.
Yeah, the thing is about dinners as well, is when you're going to a dinner, you can actually see people, you know, the way they dress, whether they dress appropriately, you know, eating habits, sociability. You see so many things about a person
whether
from
they
going
use a
to
napkin.
A dinner.
It's very important to me when people use napkins.
Absolutely, whether they
take
keep
it their
with
teeth
them.
In.
So with the dinners, what we do is you sit. Everyone goes in, and I do the table plan, so it's boy, girl, going right the way around. And you sat in age groups, so people in their 30s, ladies in their 30s, be sat with men in their 30s, and the age groups go up.
Right.
But you sat with people in your age group, and then what happens is after the plates have been cleared from the starter, the men move to a new table.
Right.
And then after the main course plates have been cleared, the men move again. So they get to sit next to, you know, on three different tables. And that works really well because then they're getting to meet maximum amount of people, and it's in a really fun social environment. So if you did want to go along with a friend, you're still having a great time.
Sure. Yeah. That sounds good.
Shall we go?
I'm going with you.
Well, no, but we wouldn't be, you know, we'd go together and then swan around.
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, you can drive me.
I knew that was coming. How did I know that was going to happen?
There is Prosecco and wine. And
yeah, it's bound to be. That's a story of my life. I get invited to millions, because I'm teetotal, I get invited to millions of things, and everybody goes, oh, you can pick me up. Oh, you can take me home. So I always have carfuls of drunk people.
We do actually have a couple with a table.
So she has a drunk couple.
A drunk couple.
Yeah.
Well, we do have that. We have a table where we have couples that have met through us, and they, you know, they come along because they've met so many friends that they don't want to not meet those friends. So they carry on coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really great for them and for the other people to see the successes as well.
It's so much more than a dating agency.
Yeah, it's about meeting people and socialising, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And making friends and all kinds of
things. Well, I've been astonished when I'm on social media in the evening occasionally, how many people suddenly are on there at 10 o'clock at night, you know, when I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to stop now. But there's a lot of people that are sort of waking up at that time and they're out and about. So, you know, we're all on different time zones.
Yep.
I met someone when I was in Manhattan the other week.
Were you in Manhattan?
I was, darling. Yes, I loved it.
I'm surprised you haven't mentioned that.
I met Nurse Liz, our lovely mentioner. Yeah. A lovely listener.
Mentioner. Yeah.
But I met a lady who was going out with someone in America. She was literally commuting every sort of couple of weeks to New York to see him. And she said they'd been going out for 15 months.
Wow.
So that was because that's tough, isn't it? Long-term commuting like that.
Distance is an issue, and a lot of people want to meet someone within a 10-mile radius.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But, of course, you know, again, if you meet someone in a pub and they live 15 miles away, would you say no?
Exactly.
You know, so where do you stop it?
Or if you meet someone who lives around the block and then they get a job in Carlisle.
Yeah. Another lovely story, actually, is that I did a speed date, and I used to do them in Westerham in a club called The Grasshopper. I'm sure a few people will smile about that one.
The Grasshopper. I've got to tell you, even when I was a teenager, The Grasshopper used to do Grab a Granny Night.
Yes, well, we did the speed date there, and the speed dates used to be absolutely massive, but then as speed dating became more prevalent, the numbers went down and down. Yeah. down. This particular night, I had a lot of ladies let me down. Right. So I ended up with 12 men and only 4 women because the women didn't turn up, which is one of the reasons we now accept payments on our site and ask people to pay in advance. But back then, one of the gentlemen had been to a couple of my speed dates, so I was getting to know, you know him quite well. And he came along, he'd already met 3 of the ladies. And he's married the 4th lady that he didn't meet. And guess what? She lived around the back of his house.
Really?
They both travelled from the Medway towns all the way over to the Grasshopper. And they actually literally lived round the corner from each other.
That is weird, isn't it?
It's all about fate at the end of the day. But what we do is we make fate happen.
Mm. Absolutely. Linda, it's a fascinating topic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
I trust her.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the important thing.
Yeah, you can link up with all the things that Linda does on the Kent Business Radio website, on the homepage. There are links to all of the various web resources that Linda has. You can follow them on the Twitter at Click Events. But do look out for their website. Give us a shout for your website anyway, Linda, where people can come and look at what you do.
The best website to go to really is clickeventsuk.com, and then it's got links to all of our other things on there.
And as I say, all the links are on the Kent Business Radio website anyway. Yes. For the moment, Linda, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monk Show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Thank you, Linda.
Cloke, Click Events, brilliant. Thank you
very much.
Kent Invicta Chamber have a breakfast networking, which includes a full English, and it's 8 to 9.30. It's £15 plus VAT for Chamber members, and non-members are £20 plus VAT. I'm going to give you a couple of venues where they are. So, mañana, the 29th of July, it's at AMF Bowling in Ashford. Thursday, the 13th of August, at St Augustine's in Westgate-on-Sea. And Friday the 14th of August, Hollywood Bowl, Rochester. There's also a luncheon network, which is 12 to 2pm. And members are £20 plus VAT, non-members 25 plus VAT. And this lunch event slots neatly into the business day, they say, and provides the ideal opportunity for you to meet fellow professionals and grow the profile of your brand and build new business relationships. So if you'd like to find out more, go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk or you can visit the kentinvictachamber.co.uk/events.
Fantastic. Thank you. We've had a tweet from DWAD Charity, DWAD Charity, and they say Vanilla Web, £5 to enter, £1,000 plus in prizes, all proceeds to charities. Companies can create their own leagues. And this is a Super 10 charity football game. And you can find out more about it by going to their website, which is dwad.org. dwad.org. Do check that out. It's a football game that you can enter. It's £5 to enter. All the proceeds go to the charity, but you could win up to £1,000 or £1,000 plus in prizes. We've had a tweet from Samsey and Gas, the lovely Danny Tickner and the team over at Samsey and Gas. Thank you very much for that. And we've also heard from YBC_S East. That's Southeast, I guess. Hi, Paul. A shout out, please, for YBC, please. Members can take a stand for £350 a metre at the business show in Olympia in December. So do give them a follow if you fancy doing that. I think we're going to have our break now, and then when we come back, we'll hear from our next guest. What do you reckon?
I think that's a very good idea. I always follow on with whatever you say, as you know.
Cool. Here we go then.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.